You're listening to The Dead Prussian, a podcast about war and warfare.
G'day everyone, welcome to the first episode of The Dead Prussian Podcast, a podcast about war and warfare. I'm your host, Mick, and you can probably guess from the accent, I'm an Aussie. In this episode, I'll introduce myself. We'll discuss the aims of the podcast, the origin of the title, and most importantly, I will ask the question, what is war? I'm sure there's some listeners out there who are thinking, who is this Aussie and why should I listen to him talk about war and warfare? Well, I can answer the first question easily enough, and hopefully each episode will answer the second one. My name's Mick, and I have both an academic and professional background in the study and practice of warfare. I'm a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, and once I returned from that conflict, I did further study on the history of warfare. What I found was that the more I studied, the more questions I was raising. Therefore, I've embarked upon this podcast as a means to raise and discuss those questions and seek those answers. The aims of the Dead Prussian Podcast are to explore war, warfare, through discussion, analysis of military theory, historical events, contemporary conflicts, and expert interviews. In short, this podcast will talk about war, how it has been fought, how it is fought, and how it will be fought. We'll also discuss the reasons why wars were fought, the reasons why it continues to be fought today, and the reasons why it'll probably be fought in the future. This podcast will discuss important works in military theory, such as On War, The Art of War, and The Principles of War. We'll also interview some of the leading academics in the study of war as well. I also plan on having discussions with modern practitioners of war and warfare, and hopefully we'll all be able to benefit from their experience of the conduct of war in the modern age. I'll be using historical case studies to present practical examples that can underpin the theories being discussed on this podcast. Examples such as the influence the Napoleonic Wars had on Karl von Clausewitz when writing his book On War. I plan on making these historical discussions, theoretical concepts as interesting as possible to appeal to a wider audience. These are the aims or goals of the podcast, and I, as your host, will endeavour to present the information in a succinct and manageable format. I do caveat my effort with the fact that I am as much a student of our topics as those listening. I am not, and do not profess to be, an expert on the topic, but I will fill my interview roster with such experts so that you hear the best form of all arguments and points of view. My co-producer, Amanda, will ensure that I have the microphone pointed in the right direction and the podcast sounds as best it should. Some of the listeners to this podcast will be quite knowledgeable on the topics of war and warfare and understand exactly to whom the title of the podcast is referring. However, hopefully, there are others out there who have tuned in to build their knowledge base from scratch and may think the title is somewhat odd. The title, The Dead Prussian, refers specifically to one Prussian officer in particular. His name was Karl von Clausewitz, and he was a Prussian officer in the late 18th and early 19th century. He fought in the Napoleonic Wars and is most famous for his magnum opus, On War. This work was left unfinished at the time of his death, and his wife took up the mantle, edited and published his book. The Prussian Chief of Staff during the Austro-Prussian and Franco-Prussian Wars, Helmuth von Moltke, the elder, was the first to popularise the study of Clausewitz's work on war. The work continues to be studied by academics, military theorists, and overworked history students today. Other notable readers of his work include Mao Zedong, Karl Marx, later Lenin, and reportedly Al-Qaeda. A common phrase with reference to On War and the arguments that it often starts is that it has been often quoted but rarely read. Clausewitz and his work have had a large influence on the way modern, particularly Western, militaries think about and practice war. Regardless of whether or not one agrees with the principles contained within the text itself, the effort and diligence with which Clausewitz applied to the study of war is commendable. It is for this reason that this podcast, An Exploration of War and Warfare, is named The Dead Prussian. This podcast will seek to study war and warfare as thoroughly as Clausewitz did. That being said, Clausewitz took decades to get his book to the standard that he left it in when he died, and even then he was not fully confident that it was revised enough. That's my caveat. Clausewitz never finished his work, so any errors, mistakes, or issues I have on this podcast, well, I'm just following in Big Carl's footsteps. Though I doubt this podcast will receive the acclaim that his work did. We'll also be using On War as a framework for our discussion throughout this podcast series. We'll refer to the text, discuss the text with guests. We'll use the historical case studies and our discussions with guests as a way of testing the principles contained within Clausewitz's text. Most importantly, this podcast will explore the main question of Clausewitz's first and fully revised chapter. It was an attempt to define war. This podcast will consistently ask the question, what is war? What is war? That is the main topic of this episode. It may sound like a funny question to be asking, and there might be some people out there thinking, God, this Aussie is dumb. He doesn't even know what war is. Now, surely most people have an understanding of what war is. Television news programs cover multiple wars each night. News feeds on the internet are full of atrocities occurring around the world daily. It is true that the average person has a concept of what war is in their own mind. However, the answers we seek and the questions we ask are going to be a little deeper than what you can find on a two-minute segment between commercials on the telly. The definition of war as a phenomenon continues to be debated. I expect it will continue to be debated long after I've hung up my microphone. However, in honour of this show's title, we'll start with the definition provided to us by Clausewitz in On War. When he died, he'd left a series of revision notes and one fully revised chapter behind. In one of those revision notes from 1827, Clausewitz defined war as nothing but the continuation of policy by other means. This is probably his most famous definition of war, and it is the statement that has been heralded by his supporters and seized upon by his critics. He also offers a differently worded definition in that completed chapter, the first chapter of On War. This states that war is an act of force to compel our enemy to do our will. Both of the definitions we've just articulated are very, very similar. They are very objective focused. You can see the link between politics and war, and you get the impression that it's a deliberate activity conducted to achieve specific aims, therefore a very purposeful act. Well, this definition is easy to relate. It makes sense for politics students, helps history students, but it prevents war, perhaps, as a far too driven activity from the reality that we see as human beings. He also stated later on in his book that war is an act of human interaction. And you may have seen that on our website as our subtitle. This statement does not exactly present the clear and purposeful definition the first two did. But maybe, in this Aussie's opinion, it's more appropriate to the human condition. War will always be affected by humans, it be enacted by humans, and therefore it as a human interaction seems to be a more fitting definition. However, there may be those out there that may see that as a bit too much of a social science cop-out, and as a social scientist myself, I don't feel too comfortable labelling something so grey with a definition so grey. So we'll move on, we'll continue searching through the books and we'll see what else we can find in terms of definitions. Sir John Keegan is a notable military historian, a British chap, and he wrote a book, A History of Warfare. In fact, it was the first section in the first chapter of this book, A History of Warfare by Sir John Keegan, that gave rise to the title of this segment on today's podcast. It is also titled, What is War? Keegan challenges Clausewitz's definition of war as the continuation of policy by other means as being too narrow. He pays tribute to the work of Clausewitz. He's reasonably critical of him, however, but he does state that Clausewitz's perspective is restricted to warfare in continental Europe. Keegan clearly states in his opening line of the first chapter of A History of Warfare that war is not the continuation of policy by other means. He goes on throughout the book to discuss warfare throughout the ages, coming back to this concept of war as more than something, as a continuation of policy. He also highlights that Clausewitz doesn't pay enough tribute to the cultural influences of and on war. He concludes that the phenomenon of war and its nature are probably too complex to define. This hasn't stopped people throughout the ages trying. The complexity of war, in fact, is probably what attracts some of the world's greatest thinkers to try and work it out, define it, nail it down. Maurice R. Davies' work from 1929, The Evolution of Warfare, gave quite a verbose definition of war. Davies stated that war is a less fit adaptation than other means that have in part superseded it. Of course, Davies was not aiming for a neat definition or a dictum to be framed above the door of military history professors. In fact, there aren't too many dictums within the evolution of war that I can stick on the front of my notebook. In Davies' point of view, war was a means to an end, similar to Clausewitz's objective-focused definitions. Davies highlights the various types of resources that humans crave to build and improve upon their societies and civilization. He studies primitive warfare as a way of highlighting that its existence has been around for a very long time, and it remains a specific competition that has both aided in the development of and also the degradation of civilization. Now, I could hardly call this a podcast of war and warfare if we didn't at least pay lip service to The Art of War by Sun Tzu. This ancient Chinese text, much like On War, has had a large influence on the way wars are thought of and fought. In one of the initial chapters, titled Estimates, the Chinese philosopher opens that war is of vital importance to the state, the province of life or death, the road to survival or ruin. It is mandatory that it be thoroughly studied. The link between war and the state is made quite clear. Sun Tzu, it seems, also held the view that war was a political activity carried out by the military forces of states. And as for his comments regarding the requirement for a thorough study of war, well, I can safely say that we're doing our part with this podcast. I'll offer one more definition of war before wrapping up the podcast with, as is industry practice, a quote from a famous dead person. However, before we get to that famous dead person's quote, we'll look at this last definition. Now, this definition comes from a former British officer and military history professor, Professor Jim Storr. I was lucky enough to have lunch with Professor Storr and listen to a lecture of his he delivered here in Australia. I also harassed him until he would sign my copy of his book, The Human Face of War. I encourage everyone out there to find a military academic and harass them until they sign your book. It's just good sport. Now, in his book, Jim Storr talks about the concept of the state and how it might be too limiting, and talks about the concept of a nation instead. He also highlights that the nation makes room for this broader human interaction. Therefore, a definition in his first chapter of the book is that war could be said to be strife, usually between nations. Strife in this context, taken to mean a conflict, most likely a violent one. This definition is quite broad and enables both the political, the cultural aspects. It also brings in our idea that, well, not our idea, I suppose, the idea we've taken from Clausewitz that war is an active human interaction. And this is probably where I'm going to leave defining a war for this initial episode. You've listened to me prattle on long enough about war being about politics, having cultural influences, being between humans, being something that's contained within our species. We're not going to get to the bottom of the definition of war in this episode, but we will try to get a new definition each week, whether it be from guests that come on the show or a historical or theoretical example that we study. Each guest that comes on the show will be required to finish the sentence, war is dot dot dot. Finally, I'll end on this offering of a quote from one of the 20th century's most prescient authors. He also fought in the Spanish Civil War. His name, George Orwell, and this excerpt is from his futuristic book at the time, 1984. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. I thank you all for listening, and till next time, grab a book and crack on.
On the next episode of the Dead Prussian podcast, Mick interviews Vanya Eftimova Bellinger about Marie von Clausewitz, Karl's wife and the publisher of On War.
And in this way, she actually wanted to promote the idea that On War, it's not a prescription how to win a war, but to understand war. Women always played a role in politics and will continue to play a role in politics.
Join the conversation with us on Twitter at Dead Prussian Pod, on Facebook at The Dead Prussian page, or on our website www.thedeadprussian.com. All show notes for this episode, as well as copyright information, can be found on the website. The Dead Prussian podcast is written, produced and hosted by Mick Cook. It is co-produced by Amanda Levito. The music used throughout is Caught in the Beat by Broke for Free and is used under a Creative Commons attribution license. All opinions expressed by individuals on the podcast are those of the individual and not necessarily representative of any other organisation.